वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम टू सिख हिस्ट्री साखी पॉडकास्ट। आई एम हरप्रीत कौर, योर होस्ट। माय डियर फ्रेंड्स, दिस इज द लास्ट एपिसोड ऑफ 2023। आई एम ग्रेटफुल टू ऑलमाइटी एंड ईच वन ऑफ यू फॉर बीइंग हियर इन दिस ब्यूटिफुल जर्नी where we have learnt, smiled, cried just a little, and at last shared great love. I pray that the next year brings even greater joy and blessings into your lives. Wishing you all a very happy new year. Now, moving back to the episode. In the last episode, we discussed that Guru Nanak Dev Ji was in Hasan Abdal and how he taught the egoist Wali Kandari a lesson. Hence, the great history of Gurdwara Panja Sahib. Now, Guru Nanak Dev Ji and Pai Mardana Ji travelled further and reached Tilla Jogia. Tilla Jogia is a sacred hill in the Salt Range near Jhelum, Pakistan. It served as a meditation site for Hindu and Sikh saints. The area features ancient caves, temples, and a spring named Chashma Sahib, reflecting its rich heritage. Tilla Jogia offers stunning views, making it a compelling destination for history enthusiasts and nature lovers alike. Now, during that time, a yogi named Bal Gundai used to live on that hill. He was known for his generosity and his kind intentions of helping everyone in need. Though he was respected as a saint and was thought to possess supernatural powers, his greatest joy came from providing comfort to others. As he became well known and his prayers paid off, people started offering him money and coming to meet him with great donations. However, he had no interest in it. Therefore, he made use of all the donations and offerings to end other people's pain and help them. Now, as always, Guru Nanak Dev Ji chose to rest at a place at a little distance from Bal Gundai's hermitage. Seeing the thundery clouds gathering above made Guru Nanak Ji happy. And he sat in remembrance of his beloved Almighty while Pai Mardana Ji played the melodious tunes on Rabab. Some people saw Guru Nanak Ji and informed Bal Gundai that two yogis or devotees are sitting outside in forest in meditation. Therefore, Bal Gundai, being the kind soul that he is, sent his men to respectfully bring both of them to his place as it was a cloudy weather and could rain soon. However, Guru Nanak Ji refused them by saying, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, Shri Prabh kaheo, na hum chal jave, जह बैठे तह रैन बितावे, चहिए नित अतीत को ऐसी, आए जो बन है बितावो तैसी. Meaning, we are not going anywhere. We are going to stay here only for the night. A follower of the Almighty finds happiness in whatever comes his way. Now, the followers of Bal Gundai narrated everything. Then he understood that this was no common saint. So he himself came and bowed with utmost humility and requested Guruji to come with him to his place. However, Guru Nanak ji again said, Shri Guru kahe atit ham, jaise ban hai aaye, dukh sukh sam ur jaan ke, sama det guzraye. Meaning, you are very kind, my friend. However, the responsibility of a saint is to find happiness in everything and everywhere. We have stayed in various locations in this manner. We have become used to staying in open areas and forests. There's no need to search for hermitages. Our belief has been that it is okay to stay wherever and however Almighty keeps. Bal Gundai ji then became even more humble and said, My Lord, what you say is absolutely right. Whatever happens, a Lord's servant should be content with it. However, if the Lord grants you permission to remain in a comfortable hut or shade or hermitage, you should take use of it, believing that Almighty has provided this comfort. Therefore, one should accept it. But Guru Nanak ji smiled and said, The sadhus who stay content no matter what happens continue to think deeply. However, the higher-minded person loses his clarity if they become trapped in these comforts. These pleasures arrive firstly with no desire. After that, they raise your need for comfort and persuade you to give in to it. You are not walking in the direction of the Lord when you get caught in wants and comforts. Bal Gundai then thought in his mind, This is a crucial life lesson that has been discovered from actual experience by this saint. This saint, who has such a radiance on his face that I can't keep my eyes off it, has accurately pointed out that comforts, even when they exist independently, generate a need for additional comforts. Then suddenly, coming out of his thoughts, he requested again to Guru Nanak ji with even more humbleness, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash. Sarab Niranjan Ker Padarat, Pali Baat Karna Parswarat. Is Parkar Keh Bal Gundai, Lekar Sang Chalyo Sukhdai. Meaning, My dear saint, everything is provided by the Almighty and belongs to Him only. I am just a servant of Almighty. Kindly spend one night in Lord's given hermitage, listening to His kind words full of humbleness and heart full of love. The merciful Lord Guru Nanak ji agreed to go with him. Bal Gundai, with happiness, then gave a warm welcome to Guru Nanak ji and Pai Mardana ji. Friends, Bal Gundai's place was full of all comforts. And then he asked Guru Nanak ji, Will you be comfortable here? Tune in next Tuesday to know what happens next. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.